Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're being produced today by Shark Creative, where we are at the 8th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in Mamaroneck, New York. We're brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson and Acorda Therapeutics. My very first guest here today, coming in right off of the parade route down Mamaroneck Avenue on what is the most beautiful spring day, is Noelle Clancy. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So, let me get you. Look Irish. Are you Irish?
100%.
100%? Like, not even a like an inkling of anything else?
I don't know yet. Hopefully Italian.
Hopefully Italian. Well, you have the accent that's just perfect for today. How long have you been in America?
28 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you were marching today. I know you're here to see a friend, or?
I came to see my friend Jackie DiMaggio perform, sing, and then I got invited to take part in the parade.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, this is it interesting to you that we take St. Patrick's Day so seriously in this country?
Oh, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful,
yeah. It's
right?
A compliment, yeah.
Yes, did you come here with your family or did you come on your own?
I came with
a boyfriend
that I broke up with.
3 decades ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's all right. That's all right. Now, do you go back to Ireland?
I do, yeah.
Where
yeah,
in Ireland
once
are you
a year,
from?
County Kerry, Ballybunion.
I've never been to... My dream is to go one day. I think I have my great-grandmother was Irish. So. But anyway, it's beautiful. And you said your friend is Jackie DiMaggio?
Jackie DiMaggio and Jack. I can't pronounce half these Italian names. And Lewis.
But they're going to be singing here, down here in the harbor
yeah,
today.
Yeah, they'll be down, yeah.
Wonderful. Are you singing with them?
No, I can't sing.
Right,
I try, but I can't.
But you look extremely the part today.
Thank you.
With your banner and your sash and your green everything, beautiful earrings and your red hair, of course. Perfect for the day and for the parade. Thank you so much for kicking us off today, and enjoy yourself.
Thank you very much.
100% Irish.
Garth Mahagal.
Noelle Clancy, yes, thank you so much. And here we are. The parade has just started to file into the end of the route here, where the volunteers have the hot dogs out. They've got donuts. They have all sorts of yummy food and treats for the kids, the families, the band members, the police. Everybody is down here that's coming off of the parade route. What is more fun than the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and what a gorgeous day it is down here at Harbor Island in Mamaroneck, New York. Happy St. Patrick's Day from Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the tent down at Harbor Island at the 8th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in Mamaroneck, New York. We are produced, as I said, by Shark Creative. We're also brought to you in part by Entergy and Indian Point Energy Center. Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. Great to be here today on this gorgeous day. It's everything, the luck of the Irish would have hoped for, I think, for St. Patrick's Day. Gorgeous blue skies, a little chilly and nippy, but just perfect for a parade. And what could be more perfect than an Irishman himself, who is also happens to be the mayor of Mamaroneck, Tom Murphy. Thank you so much, Laura,
for having me.
Isn't that great?
It is a great day. It's a perfect day for a parade. And as you said, God shined upon the Irish today. And there's a lot of people out, and we have a lot of people down here at the tent, the hospitality tent. So if you, they're still marching, so if you're listening and you want to have a good time, come down to the Village of Mamaroneck. The parade will still be going on, and you'll be able to enjoy our lovely restaurants and take a look at Harbor Island Park, which is the most beautiful park on the Sound Shore.
It absolutely is, and I tell you what, the parades that we put on here in Mamaroneck, I think are the best there are. Tom Murphy, are you 100% Irish?
Yes, I am, all the way back on both sides.
I know you're originally from New York City.
I'm originally from New York City, which is where, you know, a lot of the Irish story began.
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you first generation, second generation?
No, second generation.
Second generation. Yeah. But I know you raised your family here in Mamaroneck.
I raised my family here in Mamaroneck, and they are actually second generation, too. Their mother's grandparents are from Ireland.
Wow. It's really incredible. I think I have one great-grandmother who's Irish, but other than that, listen, today is such a beautiful day, and is this your second time as mayor to be part of the parade, or is this your first?
No, it's my second time. I'm in my second year as mayor.
Yes. How's that going for you? You look like a very busy man. I see you everywhere.
I am busy, but I really enjoy it. The Village of Mamaroneck is a great place, and I'm lucky to be able to serve the people of this community. And I enjoy interacting with the people in this community. We have the best volunteers. We have the best DPW workers, the best park workers, the best police. This community is really a microcosm of America. You know, we have from the extreme wealth to folks who are very much struggling, and every ethnicity in between.
We're all a big family.
And we all a big family. We all try and look out for each other.
That's exactly right. It's a wonderful place, and I know you've been passionate about all things Mamaroneck way before you became mayor of it, which is probably why you ended up being mayor.
Yes. Yes, I was a trustee years ago,
yes.
And then I was a town councilman in Mamaroneck, and then now I'm back to being mayor.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for all you do.
And thank you,
Dora. The residents, I know it's it must feel like a 24-hour job, and I know you have a full-time job in Manhattan, but yeah, I know being
it's a labor of love.
It's a labor of love. There you go.
Good seeing you,
so
Laura.
Much.
Take care of yourself.
Really, happy St. Patrick's
thank you.
Day
same to you.
My
dear. Bye-bye.
All the very best. Our mayor of Mamaroneck, Mr. Tom Murphy, and it is a perfect day for a parade in the wonderful, beautiful town of Mamaroneck, New York. For the luck of the Irish, we're saying thank you, and we'll be right back with more on Westchester Talk Radio. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the tent down in Harbor Island. Beautiful day for St. Patrick's Day. It's the big parade day. Well, we're being brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and the Salem Golf Club. Today, we just have one mayor after another here. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Mayor Walsh.
Thank you very much. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
It's so good to see you. Mayor Walsh happens to be my mayor in Larchmont, because I live in Larchmont, but I lived in 17 years before I moved.
Okay. Well, we're glad you joined us.
I love both places equally passionately. Mm-hmm. So tell us, first of all, you marched in the parade. Did you march with Tom Murphy or with the Village of Larchmont?
All the elected officials marched together.
Oh, is that right?
We were sort of a wandering mob of electeds with George Latimer and Tom Murphy, and my board was here, the town council was here, Nancy Seligson, et cetera. Yeah, it's fun. It's an opportunity for all of us to get together and just sort of
be buddies,
be together without having to be really talking about political issues and budgets
Absolutely.
And things like that.
Things like that,
right.
Exactly. Are the village of Larchmont and the village of Mamaroneck, do you get to come together on issues at all, or are you very much separate villages, even though you're right down the road from each other?
We do get together on a couple of issues, like the cable board of controls, actually we're joining the village of Mamaroneck in the next month or so on a diversity training seminar. So, and you know, we talk all the time. We look for opportunities for shared services or just sharing ideas.
Yes,
yeah.
That's wonderful.
We work very closely with the town of Mamaroneck, of course, where we have a lot more shared services.
Yes, I'm actually in the town of Mamaroneck. Mm-hmm. So does that
Larchmont
make you
PO?
Okay.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So that means you're still my mayor.
No.
Okay. What do I know?
But I feel like I am because people who have a Larchmont address use Larchmont as their downtown.
That's right.
And they feel very much part of the community as they are. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Then I always see you when I'm at the Amelin Theater.
Of course, that's right. And I'm a member of the film club for 8 years, I think, now.
Such a wonderful
place. It's great.
Indeed, it is. Anything exciting coming up for the village of Larchmont that you'd like to talk about?
I'm so glad you asked because coming this Tuesday, the 19th, we have village elections. And people sometimes forget that the village has its elections in the month of March.
Okay.
We have two trustees and a justice position up. I'm happy to say that the trustees that are on the board currently, Malcolm Froman and Carol Casaza-Herman, are running for re-election.
Okay.
And I hope everybody in the village of Larchmont, now this does apply only to village residents,
yes.
comes out and votes at the village center all day Tuesday.
All day Tuesday.
Yes.
From like 8 a.m.
From like 7 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. At the village center.
Village center behind the library.
Perfect. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Mayor Lorraine Walsh, good to see you here
good
today.
Good to see you.
All in your green and doing your St. Patrick's Day thing. Just enjoy.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks
Bye.
Thanks for being here. And it is a perfect day for a St. Patrick's Day parade. That indeed it is. We're down here at Harbor Island in Mamaroneck, New York. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Harbor Island Park, Mamaroneck, New York. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. My guest right now is trustee of the Village of Larchmont, Bubba Finelli. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you all.
You are really rocking the green
I'm
today.
I'm feeling a little green.
Plaid pants on. All that Irish in the Finelli name, huh?
No doubt about it. I think today everybody's got a little Irish in them.
I know. Are you half Irish?
I'm pure Italian.
Pure 100%. That's okay.
But today is a special day, as we all know.
Everybody is a little bit Irish.
Corned beef and some cold beers.
Absolutely. What a beautiful day for parade.
Fantastic. And what a turnout as well. Quite a crowd on the sidelines, which was fun.
I think it grows every year.
Absolutely.
Mamaroneck really puts on the great parades. And so does Larchmont, too, the
Thank
village
you.
Of Larchmont.
Yep.
I just talked to Mayor Lorraine Walsh,
yes.
and she's excited about the fact that there's a vote on Tuesday that needs to happen for the village of Larchmont.
There is. There's an election, and it's Trustee Malcolm Foreman and Carol Cassandra Herman, and Chief Justice for us is Judge Bernstein.
Judge Bernstein, yes.
All of them?
I think I went in front of him recently for
I won't ask
a
why.
Oh, but he was very nice.
Yeah, he's a nice, really yes. nice man.
Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed watching the process. I said, if this is beautiful small town politics, it could have been a television show.
Yeah.
It was so great, but we are so blessed to live
Absolutely.
Where we live.
Without a doubt.
Between Mamaroneck and Larchmont, the two crown jewels, I think, of the Long Island
Sound. And let me just say this, for those of you that are residents in the village of Larchmont, make sure you get out and vote on Tuesday.
Yes, indeed.
Polls open from 6:30 a.m. till 9 p.m. behind the public library on
yes,
Larchmont Avenue.
That's okay. exactly right, behind the public library there.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got people enjoying our shark activities here. I'm not sure how Irish the shark is, but I'm sure he is.
He's got a good presence, though.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much, Bubba.
Not a problem. All the best to you guys
Thanks
as well.
Thanks for all the hard work you do for
thank
our
you.
Village, and enjoy the rest of the
and
day.
Good luck with the shark event promotions and media, and the Wish Just a Talk.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
Everyone in Village of Larchmont, get out and vote on Tuesday.
Perfect.
Wonderful.
All the
thank
best
you so
you.
Much.
Thank
all
you.
The best to you, too.
Bye-bye now.
And happy St. Patrick's
thank
Day
you.
From Shark Media and Westchester Talk Radio. Here we are in the beautiful Harbor Island Park, right sitting on the beautiful Long Island Sound in the village of Mamaroneck. Happy St. Patrick's Day from Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lipolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lipolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lipolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lipolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lipolis Electric, 738-3550 or LipolisElectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Mamaroneck, New York, down at Harbor Island. We're produced by Shark Creative, but we're brought to you in part by Entergy and Dean Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, electrical contractor, Genesis Exhibits, trade show displays, Faceless Remodeling, featuring fine paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, youth development, healthy living, and social responsibility. So you can hear it. The crowds are here. The parade is emptying into the harbor, and I am so grateful to be talking with the lieutenant of the Village of Larchmont's Fire Department. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Steve Harris.
Yes.
So you are the lieutenant.
Yes.
Now, I don't know much about rankings and military and all that kind of stuff, but where does that put you in the fire department?
Okay, so that's a leadership position that actually teaches and brings up firefighters to better reassess fires, learn a little bit more, and have them become the next step in the fire service. As it currently stands, most fire departments have a chief, a deputy chief, captain, lieutenant, and then the remainder of the resources are firefighters.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Thank you for your
Thank
service.
You. Thank you.
I live in Larchmont, mm-hmm. and I'm always so grateful. You know, I have a friend who was visiting from Florida. We went by the fire department. Her husband's a firefighter in Florida, and she looked at the village of Larchmont's fire department. She said, wow, what a gorgeous community you live in. What an incredible firehouse and everything. So.
Well, that firehouse has actually been there for 129 years.
No kidding.
And we are celebrating it a little bit longer than the village has actually existed. We hit our 125th for the village, but our department's been around from the times when it was part Mamaroneck, becoming Larchmont,
yes.
and then became incorporated.
That's incredible.
Oh, yeah. And we have a lot of history in there. I always invite anyone from the public to come by, take
a
look.
Right?
We have essentially established a small museum full of artifacts, tons of information, and as well as pictures that date back to the early 1900s, and even a signed Babe Ruth baseball.
Oh, that's incredible. Who knew? I'm so happy to hear this.
Oh, absolutely.
So excited. Did you march in the parade today?
Yes, I had the privilege to march with the Village of Larchmont. I was with the trustees, even got to give a quick shout out to George Latimer, who's marching with us today.
That's terrific.
And it was a great experience, a great crowd, lots of happy smiles.
It is.
Fantastic.
It's a, such a beautiful day, perfect day for parade.
As they say, this is the day that everyone's Irish.
Everybody. Yeah, everybody. All of us. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of green, or, well, in your case, there you go, the sweatshirt under the jacket, because it is a little nippy today.
It is a bit cold.
But it's a beautiful day.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Steve Harris, Lieutenant of the Village of Larchmont Fire Department. We now know we can go visit at any time.
Absolutely.
Almost 130 years old. Thank you for all you do once again.
Thank you. And if you don't mind, I'd also like to just say we're always looking for people. We're a volunteer department, and resources are always great. And if you don't have to go into fighting fires, but we'd love to have you, because we have many different roles.
In other capacities and
Absolutely.
Other roles. Good to know. Thank you so much,
Stephen Harris.
And once again, we are all Irish today down in the Harbor Island Basin, right on the Long Island Sound, because it is the 8th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. Such a great day to be Irish. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Pasquale, ristorante. Pasquale, ristorante.
Pasquale Ristorante is the perfect dining experience. Your favorite Italian comfort food, plus the comforts of home away from home. Pasquale Ristorante has been treating you like family for nearly 20 years. And if you need catering, Pasquale will take care of it. Pasquale Ristorante, bringing family, friends, and food together.
Pasquale Ristorante treats you just like family. Pasquale Ristorante, an Italian specialty.
Pasquale Ristorante, 2 Putnam Avenue in Port Chester.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Port Chester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we are broadcasting live from Mamaroneck's Harbor Island on a St. Patrick's Day. It's the 8th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade here in Mamaroneck. We are being produced by Shark Creative and also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, Reverso Associates, serving public and private construction industry for over 30 years, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Residential and Commercial Abatement, Michael Labriola Incorporated, their last name is their first name in landscape at Salem Golf Club, a lush panorama of rolling hills and a new pool expansion. Well, I don't think you even have to wonder what all that fun and excitement is in the background. It is a whole lot of people wearing green, and everybody here today is Irish, everybody in Mamaroneck, including Phil Oldham. He's our good friend joining us right now from the Larchmont Mamaroneck Lions Club. Welcome, Phil.
Well, good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here on this day of green.
Day of green. You've got a green.
You have a lot of green on yourself, too,
definitely
there.
I do.
You're truly the occasion.
You even have the necklace now. Did you march in the parade today?
Yes, we did. The Larchmont Mamaroneck Lions Club is part of the Sound Shore Lions Clubs.
I always like to hear, whenever I think of the Lions Club, I always think they always collect the eyeglasses for
Correct.
The older people. But I want to know a little bit more. Tell me, in your words, what the Lions Club means to you and some of what you do with the Lions Club, Larchmont Mamaroneck.
Actually, we only joined, my wife and I, the Lions Club a couple of years ago when we kind of discovered that they were not only doing things in the community, but they were a great resource to help us do that, to serve the community.
Oh, really?
And it's been fun just working with the Lions in regard to getting those resources connected to community groups.
Now, what is the sort of the underlying theme or philosophy of the Lions Club, if you would?
Well, the overall model is simply we serve. But it
That's
is,
wonderful.
In fact, the largest service organization in the world.
In the world?
And in fact, last week we were in New York with United Nations Day honoring the Lions Club. So
That's incredible. How long
long has the Lions Club been around?
A little over 100 years. This is our 101st year. And,
isn't that something? Yeah. And what kind of projects have you been involved with just even in the last year, say?
As you mentioned, our eyeglass recycling boxes. Back in the 20s, Helen Keller came to the Lions and asked us to be kind of the white knights of the blind and vision. So vision and blindness has been kind of our central signature cause since then.
I had no idea. Yeah. Look at that.
So we do free eye tests around the community. We collect the glasses. There is a group of us who will be taking the thousands of glasses that we've collected over the last couple of months to the Lions Recycle Center in Trenton, New Jersey, and serve as volunteers to resurrect those glasses and turn them into glasses to be sent around the world for those who need them.
That's really incredible.
It's fun.
You must really enjoy that. And plus, you get to meet other like-minded people.
Exactly.
Service-oriented people. Well, that's just great. Thank you for all you do in the community, because, you know, that's what makes a community, in my opinion, the best that it is.
Well, that's why our main goal here is we're one of the clubs in what we call the Sound Shore Lions Clubs, which includes Rye, Mamaroneck, Larchmont, New Rochelle, and even into White Plains, bringing us all together as one Sound Shore community.
I love it. That's fantastic. The Lions Club is really playing a big role here in our beautiful Sound Shore communities. It doesn't get any better. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Happy St. Patrick's. Are you a little bit Irish?
A little bit Irish, yes.
Oh.
Just a small little bit, yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, I see you. More than a wee bit, I think.
Hence the ring.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're
pleasure
welcome.
To be here.
Thank you very
Take
much.
Care.
What a great day today. The St. Patrick's Day Parade is the 8th annual here in Mamaroneck, New York, as they come down Mamaroneck Avenue and into this beautiful Harbor Island. It doesn't get any better or any more Irish today. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from Harbor Island Park in beautiful Mamaroneck Harbor. And today is the 8th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. We are being produced by Shark Creative, and we're brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, the house that service built, and Aporna Therapeutics, life, science. Well, today, not a whole lot of science going on unless you consider green beer something of a scientific experiment, but it is such an incredible day for a parade. What a beautiful turnout for the St. Patrick's Day Parade today, and we have somebody who is very plugged into the community and getting bigger every day. I see your name just about everywhere, Laura Bott.
And, I am everywhere.
You've got your fingers in a whole lot of pies here.
I do.
But it's very nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
You just finished marching in the parade, you did?
I did. I was with the Lions, the Larchmont Mamaroneck Lions, a great, great group.
Fantastic. And, I just talked to Phil Oldman.
Yes.
He is wonderful. And I just learned the history of it a little bit, and it's really amazing. Are you a Lion?
I am a Lions, actually. I'm a new member.
Wonderful, exciting. You have an incredible business/arts organization here in Mamaroneck. Mm-hmm. Tell us all about it, because I know you also have a show coming up at the Ellen Theater, the other place that I work.
Yes. So I am the owner of the Bot Shop here in Mamaroneck, right on Boston Post Road. We are an art store, gallery, and studio space. So we teach classes to kids on how to draw, how to be more creative, all the way to adults. But we also get really involved in the community. And one of the things that we'd like to do is collaborate with different organizations. And we're working with the Emlyn Theater as part of their Made in Westchester series.
Yes, which has been so fantastic.
It really is awesome, bringing together a bunch of different artists from different parts of the Sound Shore together in this unique pop-up experience.
That we have a lot of the beautiful artwork that you have sort of curated and is hanging around the Emlyn Theater right now. And we have so much talent amongst us here on the Sound Shore.
Yes.
And it's fantastic that you are bringing them together and bringing it into the community, because a lot of times we just don't get to see some of the work and the talent and the art that, our own neighbors are producing.
Right. And that's part of what I built in Westchester Handmade. It's a new organization that I started to really bring a unity between the groups. Specifically in the Sound Shore area, and so we're highlighting that through this Westchester series at the MLN. So the next one, we have four different artists coming at the next show on March 21st, which is this Thursday.
Yes, Josh Harmon.
Yes, Josh Harmon. And we have four different artists actually being featured. We have one artist from... We have one artist, Maureen Meehan. She's from Larchmont. She actually has an exhibit right now in Larchmont as well. And she does abstract paintings. We have Dan Scassia. He's actually from Harrison. He grew up in New Rochelle. But he actually is a chalk artist, which is a really unique thing because he's never actually exhibited his work publicly. So this is the first time that we're seeing his work. And it's all done in chalk, which is a very unique media. And we also have Lauren. She's from White Plains. And she brings some beautiful watercolor, very spiritual, has a lot of beautiful colors. And we also have H. David Stein from Larchmont as well. He's a photographer. And we're bringing together his collages with different photos that he does. So we have a lot of different types of artists, but then you'll see that there's kind of a unity between it. And it's a little bit for everybody.
Well, the one thing I would say it has in common, they're all really good.
They're beautiful. They're
very
really
beautiful.
Are.
And there's nothing like that sense of when something is being done, like you said, handmade.
Yes.
And in our own community and bringing it together, it's just... I relish it. I enjoy seeing the artwork hanging. So go to the Emlyn Theater, and you can see it this Thursday. Josh Harmon, he's a playwright. Am I correct?
Yes, he's a playwright. And what's really interesting is that this series has brought about different types of acts from Westchester. So this is one is actually unique because he will be as a playwright, not a music performance, how some of the other ones have been. So it'll be a unique experience throughout the whole
experience.
Absolutely.
I just love this. This is, to me, it's everything. It really is what brings alive a community is the art and culture. Thank you so much for all you are doing for Mamaroneck and beyond here in Westchester.
I appreciate it.
You look more Irish than anyone today, I just happen to say. I know you're from Columbia, but that's okay. Today you look like a little Irish lass.
Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Indeed, they are.
Thank you so much,
Laura. Laura Bott of the Bott Shop here in Mamaroneck, New York.
Have a wonderful, beautiful
art center, classes, and as I said, also, she is just bringing culture alive here in our community at the Emlyn Theater. Check it out. I'm Laura Smith. Happy, happy St. Patrick's Day from Mamaroneck's Harbor Island. This is Westchester Talk Radio.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.
powered by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics. Well, I have a guest with me right now who actually marched in the parade, and he is a Boy Scout. Welcome to the show. What's your name, sweetie?
Lucian.
Lucian. And Lucian, how old are you?
8.
8 years old? And so you are marching with the Boy Scouts of America? Are you in the club in Mamaroneck or Larchmont?
I'm in Pack 1, New Rochelle.
Oh, in New Rochelle. And so how many Boy Scouts were together in the group today?
About 20.
Wow. And how was it exciting for you? Is that the first time you've marched in a parade?
Yes.
Really? What grade are you in school?
I'm in third.
Third grade.
And I go to Ward School.
Ward School in New Rochelle. Oh, fantastic. And so tell me something. You have a badge there. Now, you have to earn those badges in Boy Scouts, right?
Yes.
What kind of a badge have you earned so far?
I've earned my Bobcat badge and my Thunderbird game badge.
Thunderbird game badge? Oh, is that like a video game?
No, it's when I went overnight camping and there were games there.
And there were, oh, wow. So good for you. You haven't known. Is this your little sister?
Yes.
What's her name?
Mary.
Hi, Mary. Say hi.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness. And who are you?
No, Theo. His name is Theo.
Oh, Theo. Sorry about that. Wow, you guys are having a good time. Did you have some hot dogs? They had a lot of hot dogs out here.
1,500.
That's how many they had? Oh, my goodness. So, what is your favorite thing to do in the Boy Scouts?
Play with them. Play with my friends.
Play with your friends. Do you do things like learn how to build campfires and learn how to cook food out in the camping, things like that?
Yes.
You do?
When I do overnight camping, we do it twice a year.
Is it fun?
Yes. In the fall and in the spring.
And you're not afraid of bears?
No, I'm a bear and Cub Scouts.
Oh, you are a bear? That's your title?
And that's also my nickname.
It is? They call you Lucian Bear or just Bear?
Bear Bear.
Bear Bear. I love it. Well, listen, congratulations on marching with your troop today. That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yes, it is.
And thank you too, Mary.
Hi.
Can you say happy St. Patrick's Day?
Happy St.
Oh, that was close. Okay, happy St. Patrick's Day. And thank you, Lucian, for being so good on the radio. Maybe one day you're going to get a job
happy
in radio.
I think I might be a soccer player.
Oh, okay. What team are you going to play for?
I don't know. I might start my own.
The Bear Bear Soccer Club. How about that?
Sure.
All right. Lucian, thank you for joining us today. He was a great marcher in the parade at St. Patrick's Day 8th annual today in Mamaroneck, New York, where it's a beautiful day and we're enjoying each other all down here together, listening to the School of Rock down at Mamaroneck Harbor Club. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
With a diverse population and close proximity to New York City, there's no better place to do business than Westchester County. And the Office of Economic Development is in business to help you do business in Westchester. From services and programs to help businesses just starting out or expanding, to incentives for businesses looking to remain in or relocate to Westchester, we help businesses thrive in Westchester. Find out what the Office of Economic Development can do for your business. Just click business.westchestergov.com to learn more.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're broadcasting live from Harbor Island in beautiful Mamaroneck, New York. This is the 8th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, and what a perfect day for parade it is. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Electrical Contractor, Genesis Exhibits, Trade Show Displays, Facelifts Remodeling, featuring Fine Paints of Europe, and the White Plains YMCA, Youth Development, Healthy Living.
living and social responsibility. Well, my guest here is probably one of the most Irish people that I know in the world and happens to be a lifelong Mamaroneck resident until she moved to California, but now she's back. Christine Thompson, one of the Thompson clan, one of truly the most beautiful Irish roses in the midst of our New York here. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here. It's been so many years.
How many years did you leave for California to become a nurse? I know you became a nurse while you were away.
Mm-hmm. I was living there for the last 7 years, so I haven't been back in Mamaroneck for more than a week at a time over the last 7 years.
But now you're back.
I'm back. I'm living back in town, and it's fantastic.
Is this your first parade in a long time?
I don't know if I've ever been to this parade. So being here, I've heard there's a bigger turnout than the last several years. And the energy is incredible.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's great. Everyone's in green. There's so many bagpipers and all the little kids running around.
I know. And a lot of beer.
A lot of beer.
A lot of beer for sure. Now you came back and where are you a nurse now?
I work currently in Greenwich, Connecticut, and I'm a nurse there.
At Greenwich Hospital.
Correct, yes.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
What a full circle kind of thing back here on the South Shore. So are you going to be staying in Mamaroneck or are you going to be moving to Connecticut eventually? Are we going to get to keep you here?
In Connecticut, but luckily my family's still local, so I come to Mamaroneck pretty frequently.
Yes. If you see any redheads around town, most of them are Thompsons.
Yes.
We'll just put it like that. And one of the greatest families of all time, known for 100 years. It's so good to see you
Thank
here.
Thank you.
And you're here with who? Your mom and dad?
Mom, dad, older brother, his wife, and the new baby, Shay, who just turned one last week.
Yes, she did.
She's so cute.
She's got a little redhead also, the most adorable Shay. Was she named after Shay Stadium?
No.
Okay. I know you guys are Mets fans. So.
Yes.
We've got it here on the record. But anyway, Christine Thompson, thank you so much. Welcome home.
Thank you.
And happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you.
Yes, every day is Irish and St. Patrick's Day for you. But for all of us here today, we're all feeling a little bit Irish too. It's a beautiful day in Harbor Island, New York. And we wish you all the very best. The luck of the Irish. I'm Laura Smith. This is Westchester Talk Radio.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith. We're broadcasting live from Harbor Island in Mamaroneck, New York, for the 8th Annual St. Patrick's Day Parade. We're being produced by Shark Creative. We're also brought to you in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Verso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and the Salem Golf Club. Well, today is the absolute most perfect day. Everyone is a little bit or a lot Irish. It depends. We've been looking around. Some look a little more than the others, but we're all having a wonderful day today because it is the 8th Annual St. Patrick's Day Parade, and they came filing in down Mamaroneck Avenue and came all the way down to the harbor where we are right now, and we've been waiting all afternoon for this guy, the Grand Marshal of the parade itself, Mr. Chris O'Callaghan. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Laura.
So tell me, what does it take to become a Grand Marshal?
I don't know. The Murphy family was so kind to ask me to be the Grand Marshal of the parade, and I called my family and asked them if they would be willing to support me as the Grand Marshal of the parade. And my family all were enthusiastic about the community that my mom and dad grew up in, My family is all from the Sound Shore, so we're big believers in fun and philanthropy and family.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of what this parade is about.
That's wonderful. Absolutely fantastic. So you said you grew up in the Sound Shore. What part of the Sound Shore?
So my mom and dad are from Mamaroneck. And my brothers and I live in Rye, New York now. So all of our married lives, my brothers and I, have all lived in Rye.
Okay.
So we're right down the street.
And Rye's beautiful, too.
Beautiful town.
I've been there myself for 4 years, but Mamaroneck for 17 and now Larchmont for 13. But, yeah, so Chris, so first of all, are you Irish? You have twinkling blue eyes, so I'm assuming there might be a little bit.
Last name of O'Callaghan. My family is from Cork originally.
Cork. Okay.
And my dad was always very anxious to bring us to Ireland, and we were fortunate enough to go as a family, all my brothers and I, over to Ireland and see the country, and we have great heritage in Ireland and feel very strongly about the country and the people and just being Irish.
I am absolutely sure of that. How long ago was it that you went?
I've been now for the last 25 years, but my dad brought us about 25 years ago to play golf in the father-son over in Waterville, and we felt very fortunate, and since then I've been every year.
Incredible. And how many brothers do you have?
Four brothers.
Wow, so there's five of you.
Five of us.
Wow.
I'm the middle of five.
Five boys.
Five boys.
Your mother is?
My poor mom.
Your mother is a saint.
She's a saint.
And the entry of a day commemorated just for her, and maybe not Patrick, but something close to that. What did you do today that was a lot of fun? So you're going down the avenue. I didn't get to see it because I'm down here.
Well, Laura, just to be with my family, my friends, my daughters, I have four daughters, my brothers and their wives and their children and friends of mine, and knowing that maybe we're doing a little bit for the community, maybe supporting philanthropy and scholarship, I think is important to...
Is that part of the parade?
It is. Yeah, oh, the parade supports scholarships for young boys and girls who are looking to get into college. And so the money that the parade raises goes towards that scholarship.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? The Murphy brothers, another quintessential Mamaroneck family. Everybody seems to know them. And all the beautiful work that they do, you know, with their contracting company and such. But they supported you. They wanted you part of it. And I know that someone... One of the gentlemen that works at Murphy Brothers put together this whole volunteer tent. I mean, they've been wrapping hot dogs pretty much for the last 7 hours. I've watched them out there today.
It's just an incredible family. They're a tremendous community resource, and they do things thanklessly. They don't look for any bright lights or thanks. They just... get things done.
Uh-huh.
I admire the family and the committee, the Sound Shore St. Patrick's Day Committee. I've been to many meetings with them, and they all are doing it for the good of the community.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with them selfishly. It's all about the broader community, which is a great thing to be a part of.
Absolutely. It's really what makes this where we live so special. Everywhere from Rye to Larchmont, Mamaroneck, and New Rochelle also. We're blessed. We live in the most beautiful communities, and right here on the jewel of the Long Island Sound. Chris O'Callaghan. Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is.
It's so nice to meet you, and congratulations on being chosen for this great honor today, Grand Marshal of the 8th Annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in Mamaroneck.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you so much.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
It has truly been a great pleasure and honor to be part of the St. Patrick's Day Parade down here today and seeing where every single person in the community, no matter where they're from, for today, they're all a little bit Irish. Grateful to be here, and we'll be here again next year from Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
By Shark Creative. So many wonderful people helped to make the day as special as it has been as it continues on with the reveling and everyone being Irish today. And I have, boy, do I have a blue-eyed, green-tied guy with me today. He's all, so part of so many things in the community. His name is Jack Saraceno, and go ahead and tell us all. You're on the board of many things. And
my name is Jack Saraceno. Not only am I on the committee for the Sound Shore Parade that took place today, but I'm also a member of the Chamber of Commerce, so I was asked to march with the Chamber. Unfortunately, what I did do is I drove one of the vehicles for LMCTV. I'm on the board of directors of LMCTV.
We love our community TV.
We really do love our community, and we love the community TV, but I really am engrossed in the community. I do the parades. I supply the cars, the classic cars that are in the parade today. And what I do is we have a car show every year. I'm a member of the Kiwanis. And with the Kiwanis, we put on a car show here down at the harbor.
Yes, I remember for many years. Many
yes.
Years.
This was our 44th anniversary year. So we hold the show at the harbor. We bring in about 300 or 400 cars, and I've been doing it. I've been the spokesperson, and I'm a car enthusiast. I was in the car business my whole life. I'm retired now, but to tell you the truth, I was at a big car show this weekend up in Connecticut, about 2 hours from here. We had Chuck Zito and Tom Wolpat from the Dukes of Hazzard. We had the Dukes of Hazzard car there, and I had to tell them I had to leave Sunday because I had to be here for this parade. We had 9 cars in the parade today. One of my friends brought down an antique fire truck, and we had a retractable Ford convertible that was only made for 2 years. We had my Corvette, we had my Mercedes, and it was just a fun day today, and it was just a great parade. Considering all the parades that I've been in on the Mamaroneck Avenue, I gotta say, and I'm not just saying this, this was probably the largest parade, and it definitely had the most fun today.
Absolutely.
It was just a great day.
It is such a fantastic effort, and you know what? It's getting bigger every year. And
every
it's
year.
Exciting. It's exciting, and more people in the community are coming together too. But everybody works together for this. So many volunteers to make it happen, and it's just a beautiful day. And my goodness, you are involved in so much. Thanks for being such a
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having
community.
Me.
Really great stuff. Jack Saraceno on the board of the parade committee today, not to mention LMCTV, the Chamber of Commerce, and so much more.
Thank you for being here. Thank you very much. You guys are great. Thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
From Harbor Island in Mamaroneck, New York, and Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office, too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
news, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accord Therapeutics, Life Science. I am so thrilled. We have interviewed a ton of people today. It's been absolutely the most perfect day for a parade, probably the best I've seen at all times here in Mamaroneck. But there's somebody who made this so special for all the people who marched in it, so many volunteer hours, and who does so much for our community. We're grateful to have Joe Zito with us today. And of the famed Murphy brothers, that famous family that has been really, you guys are, you know, all Mamaroneck to us. And we're thankful because you helped put together this today.
Oh, yeah. For years. They've been doing it for years.
Tell us what it is exactly that you do, because it is a lot and you need to be thanked.
Well, that, there's so much work that gets done into this. They start like a couple of months after this one. And they just, meetings after meetings, and I'm not even part of that. I'm just part of this setup and make sure that you have everything all together, order the porta-johns, the tents, and, you know, Murphy Brothers is just always out there to find volunteers and help. We have a lot of volunteers that volunteered. My entire family volunteered.
I know that
their family volunteered.
Yes.
There's just people that donated stuff are excellent. There is so much that goes into a parade.
You guys,
it's unbelievable.
Every year you're down here, what you do is you welcome the people coming off the parade route, the band members, the families, the kids, the people who have marched. And I think you wrap about 12,000 hot dogs or something. I've never seen so many hot dogs in my life.
It's a lot.
It's all part of a volunteer, so it makes everybody, and of course you serve the beer, and you provide this lovely warm tent for us, and it's just really a fantastic way to kind of say thank you and to celebrate, and we're so grateful for Murphy Brothers, who just does it out of the goodness of their heart. Community members, and I've heard that you've been with Murphy Brothers for a long time. What do you do with Murphy Brothers, Joe?
Well, I started as a framer and trim contractor, and now I'm a senior project manager. I've been there for like 27 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so whatever they need done, we do. I wear like so many different hats. There's another person that's been there so long, Vinny Hackett, and he also has been there for 27 years. So we have a long line of people that want to work with us and stay with us for a long time. Murphy Brothers take care of everyone that's in the company, and they want to teach people who come in, the new people who want to learn, and then they want to reach out to the community and have this wonderful event. I mean, you just can't beat it. They just like put it out. You get everything you could possibly need. We got construction material here, orange fencing up. You know, we just grab it from everywhere just to make sure that it happens. This starts on Saturday with the tent, Friday the Porter John's, the green paint. Oh my God, if you forget the green paint, what are you going to do? You don't got green paint. The stripe down the street, you got to have the stripe.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And we're just, the Murphy Brothers Construction Company, the contracting company, they have the most stellar reputation in the air. And not just in Mamaroneck, way beyond that as well. You guys are really a big name in the business, but you're all about family and hometown. You take care of your community members. So we thank you for everything today, Joe Zito. And happy St. Patrick's Day. You don't look very Irish, but somewhere in there.
Italian.
Sure, there's something.
I'm Italian, but no, my wife was Irish, and she loved coming here and enjoying my daughter's loving it. She's here. She's got that red hair everybody loves.
Oh, there
so
you go. She's beautiful.
She's
yes,
enjoying
she was
it.
Helping us today. What a lovely
She kept saying
Christina.
Somebody was looking for me. It was you, right?
It was me. Yes, it was. And she is a doll, Christina Zito. Yes. Thank you so much for being with us, and thank you for all you do for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Well, thank you, too, for being here. This is wonderful.
Thank
everybody
so
loves
much.
Taking pictures with the shark.
This is Westchester Talk Radio for you. Happy, I almost said Thanksgiving. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Oh, my goodness. From Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days?
poor son of those weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lipolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lipolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lipolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lipolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lipolis Electric, 738-3550 or LipolisElectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the 8th Annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in Mamaroneck, New York, the Sound Shore St. Patrick's Day Parade. And we're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're also brought to you by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. I should also say, in a way, we're being brought to you today by Murphy Brothers, because they have so much to do with creating this amazing event for our community, and they put so many tireless hours in of it's really truly volunteer stuff. It's what communities are made of. And with us today is somebody that not only works at Murphy Brothers, but he's also somebody on the committee for the Sound Shore Parade. And I think you were like with the Grand Marshal today, Michael Murphy, were you not?
Yes, I was. Actually, I was working with LMCTV. I was the color commentator for the parade, the wonderful 2019 8th Annual Sound Shore St. Patrick's Day Parade. It was awesome. And I'll tell you, it was a great testament to a lot of things, Laura, to community involvement, to volunteerism, to the American immigrant experience, Irish heritage. It was terrific. What a day we had. You know, and I want to thank a great shout out. First of all, I want to shout out to Shark Promotions and also Westchester Talk Radio, what you've done here today. You made our event special. So thank you very much
thank
for
you.
That.
It's been a pleasure to be here. People are happy today.
Happy. They're happy for a number of reasons. Number one, because it's a double, you got St. Patrick's Day and you got our parade at the same day. It's great.
And also, sunshine,
beautiful day.
Something about St. Patrick's, though, it's so funny how everybody says, oh, everybody today is Irish. And, you know, it's one of the few commemorations that we do in the year where people do become unified, even though, like, most of the people here probably are Irish today. But everybody feels like they're part of a family community. That must be the Irish spirit or something.
You know, it's funny that I had a conversation with my son this morning about the potato famine, which happened in 1840s in Ireland, and what a horrible experience it was for the people, and it caused a million people from the country to leave Ireland and to go to other places. Now, and we talked about how our heritage, the people in our backgrounds, our ancestors, had a hard time. All of our ancestors had a hard time someplace or another, but we worked together and we made it through. And it's a good example. The Irish are a great example to the other people that are trying to make it in this country here because, you know, again, we like to say it's about the American immigrant experience. It's very important to everyone.
Everyone, absolutely, 100%. You've been in Mamaroneck an awful long time. How many years now, Michael?
A long time, 30 years. But, you know, and again, the village. We couldn't do this parade unless we had the cooperation of the village. The Board of Trustees, our wonderful Mayor Tom Murphy, the Chamber of Commerce, George Latimer, our county executive, Steve Otis, Shelley Mayer, Catherine Parker, Nancy Seligson, Lorraine Walsh, local people. And what we're looking to do, Laura, is to expand that parade beyond the border, just because it's in Mamaroneck, marches down Mamaroneck Avenue. And the reason it marches down Mamaroneck Avenue, because if you can't be in Dublin, in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day, there's no greater place to be on St. Patrick's than marching down Mamaroneck Avenue in the village of Mamaroneck.
I fully agree with you. I know many people are in Manhattan,
but for us, this is where Ireland comes to life.
All parades are local.
All parades are local, and it's
and we
really
and we support local business.
Yeah, and I know you do work for Murphy Brothers. You're not one of the Murphy family, even though your name is Murphy, but you are like one of the family there. They do so much for the community, and we were talking with Joe Zito, who helps to pull together this tent and the hot dogs. I said I must have seen 12,000 hot dogs wrapped this morning. Everyone volunteering just out of the love of their heart and really just trying to be part of this community and make it great for everybody. It really is a very special place we live.
It's a good place to have a business.
Absolutely.
We love being here.
And Murphy Brothers is really a rock star in the air and here and beyond.
Thank you, Laura. Appreciate
that.
It's great to be on your show.
You do, and yes, thank you so much. LMC TV is great also.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you too. I have a great grandmother who's Irish with curly red hair, so... And yes, today is really the perfect day for a parade. And we're so grateful to everybody that made it possible today, from the Grand Marshal to, as I said, the Murphy Brothers here today, Michael Murphy and everyone else. We thank you for being here today. We love you all. And with the luck of the Irish, have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day. From Westchester Talk Radio, I'm Laura Smith.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others, too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.